Hi. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Typically, we don't go live at a time like this, but given everything that's going on right now, it's only right that we gave y'all a morning show. Tap in with us right now, Street Fighter. Can you hear me? We live right now. We lit. Can you hear me? Bruh, it's always. Hold on. You're not gonna be having these issues, period.
Can you hear me now?
Yo, yeah, we lit. We lit. I'm like, bro, we not gonna be having these issues all morning long. Like,
Yo.
good morning, good morning, good morning, and happy fall. We're moving out of the summer. It is officially fall, so. Happy fall, my brother. What's going on, bro?
Not too much, man. Been chilling, Staying in my own personal bubble, so to speak.
I ain't it a shame that you got LA and Miami in the finals, and we really don't get to enjoy that. The players don't really get to enjoy that. The fan bases don't really get to enjoy that because of the
That's
bubble.
crazy. I didn't even think about that.
LA and Miami.
Stephen A. is hurt
He
from
was.
today.
He was. He talked about, man, like, he talked about somebody that would have been excited to go to work. You traveling, flying back and forth from Miami to LA. And he
You
said,
ain't
I'm upset
losing.
because this has nothing to do. He was like, I'm upset. This ain't got nothing to do with basketball. I feel him though. I feel him though. But yeah, man, we are gonna unpack the NBA finals here in a little bit because we got a lot we can talk about with it. But out the gate, as of yesterday, the Clippers have severed ties with Doc Rivers after 7 seasons. Much to be expected because for all the talent that he's had over the past several years, he's definitely underachieved. You've named players such as Chris Paul. Somebody like you would even include DeAndre Jordan in that. A Blake Griffin, a Jamal Crawford, a Kawhi Leonard.
Great.
A Lou
Paul
Williams,
George, if you
a
want to count
Patrick
him.
Beverley, a Paul, all these players. Just to name a few prominent players that he's had in his tenure as the Clippers coach, just announced yesterday that they have parted ways, or he got fired. And
Yeah,
when you heard the news, that he got fired, were you shocked that he got fired? Because it was rumbled that he was going to get the boot anyway.
I was kind of shocked, but at the same time, I wasn't, because, yo, Kawhi Leonard, for some reason, he decided to take a shot at him, which was crazy. Talk about how, we need to play more regular season games, or the team needs to have a better basketball IQ or something like that. And I'm just here word. Huh. Interesting. Very, very interesting. We gonna take shots like that. And then Paul George talking about commitment, so it sounded like the locker room. And then players talking about this. It was a whole lot of stuff going down. And then they lost to the Nuggets. There was no way Doc was coming out of that. Just was no way.
It's difficult to have for any team that was fortunate enough to make the bubble. I know we had a couple of teams that played into the tournament going into the bubble in Orlando, but for the season to have been dismissed beginning in March with the COVID, all of these teams had 4 months off. So, in an era where load management is, at the center of a lot of conversations as it pertains to NBA athletes, you just can't really, pardon y'all not at least getting to, the Western Conference Finals. let alone the finals, because going into the bubble, you would agree, like most people, that the Clippers were one of two teams. They were one of two teams that pretty much were like prohibited favorites to win the whole thing going into the bubble. Hell, they were like one of few teams at the beginning of the season that were like predicted to win the whole thing. And I really didn't see, I give credit to Denver and them. Like I said, nobody really thought that Denver, even in these circumstances, were going to beat the Clippers. But they got beat. And they got beat pretty badly, you know what I'm saying? And we just keeping it all the way honest. A couple of them games, they just like flat out quit. Yeah.
Oh, that got hectic.
Like, they just flat out
quit. Like, after, yeah, that got hectic.
Yeah. So, that doesn't look good. Now, I guess if you want to give them some type of credit, or, you know, if you want to pardon them in any degree, along with the Lakers, they were the only, you know, two ball clubs in the bubble that actually had elected to just, like, dismiss the whole postseason in, you know, wake of, you know, social injustices and those things. Which, you know, you have the media outlets that have, you know, said that the Clippers, you know, their minds weren't into playing basketball. Is that?
That's
hilarious. I think that is valid, but it's like, I believe that the players, you know, had an option to even, you know, venture out to, you know, Orlando to participate in the postseason. So it ain't like, you know, people had guns in their heads to go out and, you know, play basketball in the bubble. I'll just say all that to say this. There's really no excuse for the L.A. Clippers. I'm sorry. It's just not.
Not at all. Like, it's crazy because people are like, yeah, you know, the Clippers didn't really want to play. And I'm like, no, that's wild. That's wild. So y'all said the Clippers and the Lakers said they didn't want to play, right? Why are Lakers in the finals then?
Oh, I guess they had not in. So what we're trying to say is the Lakers, what they had not in the game, is this great of a team. It's one way or the other. You can't have it both ways. But the Lakers had that line right, and the Clippers didn't. You don't get that. Either the Clippers aren't a good team, or the Lakers are a spectacular team, even when they're not fully concentrated on basketball. So which is it?
Speak on it.
Which is it?
Or,
I just want to know. Because people been waiting for the Lakers to just have the rug get pulled from under them this whole thing. Maybe not even strictly the Lakers. Maybe just LeBron. Let me be all the way 100 about it. People been waiting for LeBron to just have the rug pulled out from under him. And all he's been doing is saying, I'll just make it to the next round and the next round and the next round. Like, I'm going to just keep on pushing here. Thank you.
Yeah. And then, you know, on the topic of Paul George, I think he came out and had acknowledged that that team, like, needs more time to build chemistry or whatever. Just being, like, super dismissive
no
of, like, being super dismissive of, like, the elephant in the room. Like, no, bro, y'all underachieved, point blank, period. Kawhi Leonard,
no, they didn't,
you know.
According to Paul George, nobody expected them to win a championship. Nobody.
Well, that's like a great PR move. I'll give him that. That's a great, like, whoever
it's
his
not,
publicist
it's
is.
It's not when he says it. If somebody else would have said it, it would have been an okay PR move. He can't say that.
Yeah, like, when that team was put together, particularly, well, that team pretty, at the end of last season, when they lost in the playoffs, I forget who they lost to, but everyone had said they're missing that piece, which at the time was a bona fide superstar. Because you got to think, that team was void of what many would feel like was a bona fide superstar last year, and you see just how great they were throughout the season and the regular season last year. So you get Kawhi says that he wants a running mate,
They go out and get Paul George. It's like a, you know, a homecoming for the both of them being, you know, California boys.
Yeah, yeah.
And you lose to the Denver Nuggets in the Western Conference semifinals.
Yep, semifinals.
Look, man, I'm not really, like, going really, you know, take no shot at Kawhi Leonard, because what he was able to accomplish in Toronto last year has him in a different category for me. I never, ever look at Paul George as being the one on a particular team. Maybe the two, the third option.
I'm judging the two.
You know,
I'm judging the two right now.
Yeah, that's what I said. At this particular point in time, him being deemed as a second option on the team might be questionable. Third option, if I'm being generous, you know. It's difficult. It's difficult for me because, like I said, this is why I said when they were thinking that Paul George said he wanted to come and play for the Lakers and things, and that's why I wasn't like gung ho about us going out there to like get him. So I'm like, bro, he had a few years in Indiana to prove that he was that guy. Didn't work out. And if you can't make it happen in a small market like Indiana, I'm really not convinced that you're going to be able to come to L.A. and just make it happen. I'm sorry. You can call it what you want. From Indiana, we go to OKC, right? And
yeah,
you were playing alongside an MVP in West, and y'all underachieved. We're gonna get to that Westbrook and Harden dynamic. We got a bone to pick with James Harden too. Don't let me forget that. That didn't work out. And then you pretty much forced your way out of OKC to get to LA with many would consider. What would you consider Kawhi Leonard as far as like talent in the NBA currently? Like, where would you rank Kawhi Leonard? In your top five,
top 15.
Okay, cool. Nonetheless, you hooked up with another perennial all-star in L.A., and you already had came into a good situation with a playoff team that made a whole bunch of noise without a superstar the previous season. And there were times throughout the playoffs where people had to put out an APB for you, bro. You can't be looked at as one of those guys if you underachieve in the big moment. I will give you your kudos. Yes, you are an all-star caliber player. But I never looked at Paul George as being like a superstar in the league. Just never did that.
You know what kills you, though? When Paul George was a superstar, because we could talk, you could say he didn't like finish a job in Indiana, but he was doing great work battling the Heat in Indiana, going to seven games, I think, twice. The problem with that is, though, Paul George was the one who broke up that team when they were at their peak. Because, again, this is me, Street Fighter, going into some personal business. Remember the stories that we're talking about what happened between him and Roy Hibbert's girlfriend?
Oh, that's actually new to me because I never heard any kind of rumblings off the court.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
No, because Roy Hibbert, one playoff series they had, Roy Hibbert was basically like 10 and 12. Paul George was like 25. They were balling out against the Heat. They got beat. But like, wow, it's like Roy Hibbert looks like the next big thing. And then the next season, Roy Hibbert was playing kind of like garbage. And then he ended up getting traded. And then all the stories came out in the background that Paul George had slept with Roy Hibbert's girlfriend. All this stuff was happening. And Roy Hibbert was so mentally shot from basketball. He came to the Lakers for a while. I don't know if you remember that. There was a streak of...
I remember that. I wasn't too gung-ho about that either, but go ahead.
Yeah, because there was a streak of like 10 or 12 games where he got
a total of 3 rebounds over those games, he couldn't play anymore. Like, something, he was so mental, and he kind of said, like, he had to see a sports psychologist, but he was just so done with basketball. But a lot of people attribute that to Paul George. It doesn't really get talked about a lot, but, and then ironically, Paul George did some other stuff with, ironically, Doc Rivers' daughter, who he cheated on, which is kind of crazy to me. But I couldn't have coached him. Me and Kawhi would have had to have a conversation. But that's neither here nor there. Doc Rivers, I guess, he wants to keep his professional life, whatever. But, like, Paul George also was telling other players on the team that, you know, we need commitment from you guys. We need to know that you're all in. When him and Kawhi Leonard signed 3-year deals that are really 2-year deals that they could opt out of that third year, and mm-hmm. this could be his last year here, but he's asking for commitment from role players who did more than him in the regular season, from role players who were more important than him in the playoffs, and role players that are looking at him like, dog, you just got here, and this is how you look. What did you come here for? Like, honest to God, we could have gotten this far without you, period. They might be thinking we could have got far without you and Kawhi, but, like, Kawhi, for better or for worse, Kawhi still balled a little bit. Like, they ain't going to say Kawhi played like garbage. Nah, he had some bad games, but hey, there were still some 20 and 30 point games. Y'all saw him out here, so he could say that.
Kawhi still led the team in all of the major statistical categories.
Yeah. So, like, can't nobody look at him sideways. Like, they could feel it, but they
can't.
You can't.
He still did what he did. Yeah.
But Paul George is like, hey, Paul, chill out, man. You better sit down somewhere. We kind of all agree with what Damian Lillard said. We just on your team, so we can't say it. So, like, you better sit down.
What Dame Lillard had tweeted out, man, I'm telling you, like, it really, like, speaks even greater volumes now that the Clippers they're back in L.A. or wherever the hell they done went, sitting at the crib, watching the other team from down the hall represent the West in the finals. That's why I said, man, like, you cannot – I'm sorry. Like, I give him his kudos. Like, yes, he's had spurts throughout his career, and particularly when he began in Indiana where he was, like, on the rise, and then people were, like, wondering if he was going to be one of those next elite players in the league. Of course, I give him that. But you are not no superstar if you continuing to come up short in these moments, and you've been around the league long enough to know what it should take to, you know, get out of here, bro. Third option. He's playing like, y'all know, you're not playing like a first or a second option at this point. But they pay you
really
as such.
And he acting as such, which is crazy. He's not being humble. He is not being humble.
No. That's why I'm be getting, like, people be, like, you know, saying, like, no, like, even in, like, regular life, you got to stop, you know what I'm saying, placing these crowns to these paper champions, bro. You got to put in that work in order to, like, receive that, you know, that recognition, that validation, and all of that. Put in some work before you just want to get crowned something that you are not or haven't been able to demonstrate that warrants people giving you these titles and these accolades, and you ain't done nothing to earn it. That's all I'm saying. You can't have an excuse. You're playing with, like, what you would say is a top 15 player at worst, and what many would sit there and say when healthy is a top 2, top 5, top whatever player. He's still one of the best players in the league, period. If LeBron and KD are coming off the board, Kawhi is going to be one of those players that is going to be next to follow suit if you're choosing to pick any player to start your, like, team with right now. I guarantee you Paul George ain't going to be in that pecking order of players that you're going to take to build your champion, to build a team around, period. That's awful, bro. That is so awful. But, you know, nonetheless, like, Doc Rivers, like, bro, all of that talent that you've had since you got to the Clippers, I haven't seen like a statistic. I think Doc is like the poster boy for a head coach that has blown the most 3-1 leads in a playoff series in NBA history.
Yep.
I said that's bad, bro. That's bad.
I kind of feel bad for him because a couple of those times, he got done the same way the Rockets got done, and maybe the Hornets got done. It's Chris Paul gets hurt. Because I remember when they had the Rockets up 3-1, and in a three-play span of going up and down the court, Blake Griffin pulled his hamstring. Chris Paul broke his thumb, and it was over from there. Like, I think they were up 3-1. No, they were up 3-1. Chris Paul, boom, breaks his hand. The next game, Blake Griffin, either the next game or in three-play span, it was over. It was over that fast. Both those two players were gone, and I was like, yo, this really about to happen again. This really is about to happen again.
Mm-hmm.
Every time they get up 3-1, something happens with the Clippers. Every time they get to the second round, something happens
they choke.
With the Clippers.
Call it what it is. They choke.
I can't call it choking if somebody gets hurt. I can't call it choking if somebody gets hurt. I ain't going to call it a joke if somebody gets hurt.
When
the Lakers were playing the Rockets, and AD, was it the Rockets or the Nuggets? One or the other. When AD went up for a shot and came down and twisted his ankle and was rolling on the ground, and it looked like he was about to be really hurt, if the Lakers would have lost that series, people would have said LeBron choked. I wouldn't have felt that way. I'd have been like, damn, he just lost the second best player on the team. Like, who's supposed to guard Jokic now? Like, I mean, Dwight can do his best for a little bit, but he can't stop him every game. Like, hold on.
And that's the end. What we have, like, Dwight on this Lakers team is not the Dwight in Orlando. You know,
yeah, like,
so.
shout out to what he's been doing, but nah, he ain't going to just shut Jokic down for a whole series. For the next, what, it was like two games that would have been, depending on how many.
That's Dwight at this point in his career. So I
wouldn't have held, I can't hold injuries to call you choking. If everybody healthy and you flop out, all right, hey, you got to hold that.
Yeah, I missed that part where you, in the context of, like, injuries. So I'm definitely with you, yeah. As far as their history, Doc has definitely had, like, some misfortunes with the Clickers. Year, they choked.
Oh,
I don't want to hear nothing. They choked.
He was up 3-1 on it.
And supposedly, if nothing else, Paul George, you supposed to be able to play defense. Dog. Jamal Murray did you dirty. He did Kawhi dirty too, but at least Kawhi put up some points in some of these games. You just look like garbage.
Did he look like garbage, or like is that what he actually is?
I ain't trying to say
look,
man.
Like
garbage. Like,
look,
he might be top 30 in the NBA. I ain't gonna say he's garbage, but like he ain't like he up there somewhere.
Top 30 sounds right. I ain't counting.
Oh, I feel like if I counted, I could find like 20 people better. So I'm gonna say top 30.
Look, man, it's a rumblings on Twitter that I've been seeing that some people are attaching overrated to Paul George's name.
I mean, it fits. It do kind of fit.
All right. That's all I'm saying. Like, that's why I was not like cheerleading, pom pomming, like. Last year for Paul George. Sorry, I just wasn't. And, that's just going to segue us into, two-time league MVP and defensive player of the year, the only player since Michael Jordan, I think it was Hakeem Olajuwon, that had won both of them.
Yeah, we gotta talk about this.
Same.
I thought we were doing good topics today. Like maybe some, this
yeah, man. Yeah, man. I like Giannis, but he choked too. He chose to.
I don't even know how to address that.
While you figuring out how you want to address it, let me just crack that can open right here, right now. Kawhi Leonard definitely, you know, put in the fix for Giannis last year in the playoffs. And it just seems like, you know, the Heat, who definitely had Milwaukee's number in the regular season, pretty much just took what Kawhi and them did last year and just applied it and put their own little sauce on it for this year. Did they get swept, or was it a gentleman's sweep and like they lost in five games to the Heat? They lost in five games. Cool, but still.
For context, the one game they won, Giannis didn't play.
Yeah, and that's bad. So in other words, they got swept. That dustpan and broom action, they got swept. So, like I said, Kawhi laid the blueprint for Giannis last year in Toronto with how they knocked him off last year. And it's not that I'm not saying that Giannis didn't make concerted effort to improve in areas that he was very, like, you know, limited in throughout the offseason and even in this time that the players were off due to the pandemic before the season resumed. But when the playoffs happen, every basketball fan knows this, the game significantly slows down in the playoffs. And with the climate of the NBA now, you definitely need players on your team that can space the floor and shoot the ball. And outside of the paint, Giannis is not a threat on the offensive side of the ball. And that got exposed. So if you don't come into next season with a respectable jump shot, some people might even begin looking Giannis and attach overrated to him. Because all of these players that become great in the NBA, and you might agree with this, Street Fighter, they have a little grace period to, like, underachieve if they have, you know, like, all-world talent. And now that Giannis has, you know, gotten MVPs and he's looked at as, you know, one of the best players and things in the league, like, so long, I don't care about you playing in Milwaukee or not, so long are the days where it's just like, oh, well, he still got some growing pains, he went behind the ears, X, Y, and Z. Nah, man, you gotta produce. I remember him, like, sharing a tweet that Kobe had gave him, I think it was in 2018 when Kobe was giving all these athletes and just people in general challenges and stuff, and he told Giannis to get MVP. And then from MVP, I think it was like championship or whatnot. So, yeah, man, let's talk about it, bro. The Bucks choke, and Giannis, and then some people are looking at Giannis as being overrated. And I know a lot of Lakers, I know a lot of LeBron's teammates felt like he got robbed as the MVP. So, you know, let's get that popping. Giannis and them choke. And then, you know, he sits there and unfollows everybody on the Bucks roster, the Bucks organization.
I'm actually tired of that.
Let's go.
I'm tired of people doing that. I'm tired of this whole, look, I'm down for social media, and I don't like people of different generations saying these kids. Like, listen, stop following and unfollowing your teammates on social media. That looks stupid. I don't care what nobody else say. I guess in some way, shape, or form, it could let the Bucks worry, have them start to fear maybe he's going to leave or something. But why don't you, Giannis, you are worth whatever the max is plus another $10 million. Yo, 160-something-pound ass can walk into the general manager's office whenever you want and say whatever you want. You don't have to unfollow nobody. You can just tell them you have the right to be as direct as you want. You earn that. They can't say anything to you. Dog, They haven't paid you yet. You haven't signed a contract. You have so much control. Stop unfollowing people. Because now your teammates somehow got involved planning to leave. Did we actually do something? They got to answer questions they shouldn't need to. Dog, just go to the general manager, whoever that is. I don't know who the general manager is for the Bucks. I don't really care. But just go to them. You can walk to the owner and tell them whatever you want to say at this point. You only got a year left. It's not like they can do you like they did Kawhi and just move you somewhere random. Now, that being said, they'd have to move you into the West. And for what it's worth, I don't know a Western Conference team that doesn't have a big man that wouldn't be a championship contender if they got Giannis. So they probably would just keep him and suffer because they ain't trying to give nobody else a ring. Like, you could probably pick the sorriest team in the West, and they got a guard. So if you give them Giannis, they're looking like, oh, we're in the playoffs this year, point blank period. But, like, Giannis, stop. I hate the unfollows thing. That looks stupid. But Giannis, I'm sorry to say, you're not exactly overrated. It's weird to say you are and you aren't, because you are still one of the top players in the league. Outside of, 7 feet? 7 feet? Is that the max range? Inside of 7 feet, Giannis may be the best player in the league.
Listen, man. Weird. No, we can't do that. We can't do that because, heck, I like my chances even in the NBA. If I'm playing just within 7 feet, I feel like I only begin to get compromised, anywhere outside of 7 feet. You feel me? So we're not going to sit there and do that. No, either you like that or you not like that. It's black and white, bro. This is the thing.
Come on,
like,
I ain't gonna say y'all.
No,
I ain't gonna say y'all.
Listen, man, you choke. This is the year. This is the year that it just should have been like a clear pass for the Bucks because they ran through the East all throughout the regular season. They had the best record in basketball
and the West. They ran through everybody.
Yes. Everybody. In the regular season, Giannis, the media controlled whatever narratives they could so that LeBron would not get the MVP this year. And for what my definition of MVP was, rightfully so, yes, I would give it to Giannis just off the strength of if LeBron falls for the Lakers, you still got AD, who's a top five, top ten, player in most people's eyes in the league currently. There's nobody that is going to take over the reins for Giannis if, contrary to them getting a win over Miami in game one, if Giannis, goes out, there's nobody that you can look at on that team that's going to, keep them competitively relevant, period. So in that context, yes, I would give Giannis the MVP. But it's looking a little shaky that the MVP got dusted off in the Eastern Conference semifinals in 5 games. And it was a lot of them games where they zoned in on him on the bench looking hurt. Hella like defeated, hurt. You can't do that, bro. So now the jinx is up on Giannis. I guarantee you he won't get MVP next year.
Yeah, he's gonna have to deal with that James Harden treatment.
Because I feel like and speaking of and let's go ahead and segue right here. Speaking of James,
I didn't mean to segue like that.
speaking of James
I was
Harden.
Hoping you noticed that. I thought I was like, damn, I didn't need to say that like that. Hold on.
Yeah, didn't I tell you before I said don't let me forget because we definitely gonna have to come and holler at James Harden too. It didn't surprise me that they got rid of Mike D'Antoni. Mike D'Antoni has really not been that excellent or had been in that great of a situation since his Phoenix days. Let's just keep it a buck. He's been a journeyman as far as coaches are concerned. That man has coached for Mo teams in the past several years that I could even think of. The Lakers, the Rockets, the freaking Knicks, the Suns, Am I missing anybody? Was he in Dallas at one point in time? I don't know. But it's just like, bro, James Harden got that MVP 2 seasons ago off the strength of the media people that are in, that have votes, feeling bad for him because for a couple of years there he was the runner-up for the MVP, and they felt like he just was on the cusp of, like, breaking through and really, you know, demonstrating why he – I mean, bro, they had him in the conversation as like
Michael Jordan, the third greatest shooting guard. Say, the best scorer in NBA history and some other stuff.
Yeah, best scorer in NBA history. The, like, I don't know why people forget, like, D Wade wasn't that guy like back in the day trying to put him behind Mike and Kobe as far as the best shooting guards of all time. And here we have another season where he's underachieved. Street Fighter, bro, like, with him and Giannis particularly, yeah, like, if we just want to pick players that can help us get a lot of W's in the regular season, yeah, Giannis and James Harden, we'll definitely have y'all, like, y'all will be off the board within the first 10 picks, guaranteed. But when it comes down to it, like I said, them two have just exceeded that grace period of where you're just going to get pardoned for having all-world talent and not having nothing in the postseason to show for it.
So, still only like 25.
I don't care, man. He got 2 MVPs, bro. It's up for him. This after come, if I don't, like I said, next season it has so many storylines already that it's like I cannot wait till next season starts. But hey, bro, if you're not competing for a conference championship, then that goes to Giannis. If you're not competing for a conference championship, it is, bro. You're not gonna be included. Yeah, I'm serious, bro. The media is gonna be on their asses next year. Both of them.
Although,
both of them.
Hypothetically speaking, since we're talking about, you know, things that happened to Giannis wanting to trade and all that, what is
I guess
Giannis
so.
Really
you unfollowing teammates and organizations and stuff.
I ain't trying to nitpick him that heavily on that. Is crazy. That's silly. Stop doing that. That's foolish. But what if Giannis end up on the Heat? Because You want to be the ghost? He ain't gonna belong. Whatever. I like the combination of him, Jimmy Butler, and Young Hero. I ain't talking about Bam Adebayo. Like, Bam like to do the winning thing, and you all for winning. So you gonna win. You just might, you know. I don't know what that's gonna do to your numbers or your play time or whatever. But don't worry about that. Hero though, Young Hero. And Giannis with Jimmy Butler, who we need to talk about how you some words for Jimmy Butler at the beginning of the season when I said I like Jimmy Butler. And lo and behold, I see homie in the finals right now. I'm just throwing that out there. Like you said, Jimmy Butler won't like that.
Listen, bro, I ain't saying
top 10, but he a great
player. Listen, bro, Jimmy Butler is a good player. Jimmy Butler and Paul George are the same caliber of player, if you ask me. Jimmy Butler has been on too many teams, and outside of, you know, what's going on in Miami, because they do have a good ball club, he's been another player that has had opportunities to show that he is that number one. And I wouldn't even say he's that on this team. I mean, yes, in the sense, yes, but it's like even many would probably say he's their best player. But they have so many other, like, requisite pieces in Miami that just, like, mold together, like, perfectly. So, I was going somewhere with that. I don't know where I was going with it, but, Yeah.
I think he was trying to say he wouldn't fit, but I was just thinking that
Pat
Riley.
But listen, if I'm Jimmy Butler, and everybody know what pedigree Jimmy Butler, like, comes from, he's a dog, his story is remarkable, so on and so forth. If I just dog-walked you in the Eastern Conference semifinals in 5 games, and you won league MVP, honest, trust me, I'm not going to be coming out trying to, like, get you to – I'm not flying out to come see you. I'm not trying to, like, recruit you. You can stay where you at.
Hold that thought. So as you say that, and I ain't trying to bring up nobody specific terrible memories, but there was a young man who was in the finals and happened to get, if I'm not mistaken, either 5-1 gentleman or a full sweep, who that next year took his talents to Miami and was very much welcome. I don't know if he got league MVP, but he was welcomed in Miami. So all I'm saying is Pat Riley does love talent. That's all I'm trying to say. Pat Riley will take him some talent.
But, I mean, listen, to, like, somebody that doesn't, like, closely follow basketball, if you were to tell them that there is a player that won the league MVP and defensive player of the year that didn't even make the conference finals, they'd be like, how is that even possible? Like, that really shouldn't even happen. And that would make me want to go back to see just how Jordan and Hakeem finished in those seasons that they won MVP and Defensive Player of the Year in the same season. I think I'm going to
actually
do that at some
point. If I'm not mistaken, the year Jordan was this? Was that the year Jordan got knocked out of the playoffs by the Celtics?
Let me see what we got.
If it wasn't that year, I think that was the year he got knocked out by the Celtics. Yeah, go ahead and check that out. But my only thing here is it's rough.
Take your time now. I'm listening to you. I'm going to get that information to you.
My only thing is, Giannis looks bad right now. Giannis don't look bad until he wins himself a ring, which, you know what, the way the NBA is looking right now, hey, Giannis, that ain't going to be the quickest thing. That's not going to be quick for you because the Lakers, they got like 3 or 4 more years. We ain't going nowhere. The Nuggets, if all things keep going, they got about 2 more years. Like I said, 2 more years for the Nuggets. I don't know why I said that. They got like 8 more years to make that thing work. Because they got Jokic for however long they got him for, and they got Jamal Murray, who is way younger than I'd be like thinking about sometimes. I keep swearing Jamal Murray is like older than he is. I don't know why, but he gonna ball. They got the Heat in the East, and unless this year is like just a fake year for Tyler Hero, the only old person on that team is Jimmy Butler. That's like 5 more years of quality basketball right there because they can re-sign Hero and Adebayo, and other people can interchange over the years. But Hero and Adebayo, they're going to stay there. Dragic, it's nice to have. Come and go. You can find somebody else like Dragic.
And there's other teams that are supposedly, air quote, on the come up, like the Suns, whenever that all comes together, if ever that all comes together. I don't know what to say about that, but hopefully. Because, you know, trying to see the talent that Karl Anthony Towns has and is supposed to be showing. The Pelicans, if, like, Zion's going to lose weight. I'm going to just say that and speak that into existence. Zion's going to lose weight. Without any real changes, though, the Grizzly, because Ja Morant said, oh, no, we going to ball. If the team don't ball, I'm going to ball. And we're going to make it to the playoffs, something else going to happen. And shout out to the Arrow. This is his second year. Jarrett Jackson Jr., very talented player. I've got a lot of good feelings about that team. There's some other, like, kind of niche teams here and there. Like, we could talk about the Pacers, but Oladipo's talking about leaving.
the Magic actually trade Aaron Gordon. Somebody could use that talent and maybe bump themselves up. I'm not talking about the 76ers, because somebody got to go and something's got to change. Whoever, Elton Brand should get fired after 1 year for deciding to sign Al Horford. That was the dumbest thing ever. I said that when it happened. Signing Al Horford was the dumbest thing ever. Signing Al Horford
at this point in his career in Philadelphia, I'm sorry.
Signing Al Horford and not signing Jimmy Butler is a fireable offense. That coach should have been fired 2 years ago. Oh, it was fireable when it happened, because there was no reason to sign Al Horford. That means you were believing the media. You believed the media when they said Al Horford is the Joel Embiid stopper. You really thought if Al Horford was stopping Joel Embiid, you need to have a talk with Joel Embiid, saying this old man shouldn't be stopping because he can't stop nobody else. So why is
he another one of them players that you might have to start attaching that overrated to his name too.
I'm trying not to. I'm trying hard not to.
No, don't do that. You know, like I know, he is beyond those seasons where people are just looking at him like he wet behind the ears, bro. You coming up small in these playoffs and things and stuff too. Even in the regular season, you looking a little shaky and stuff out here in these streets. Philadelphia need to see what kind of value they got on him now, because obviously you're not really contributing much of anything to them going in the right direction. So go ahead and see what you can get for him now while he still is able to have some trade value. You definitely don't want nothing to happen to him, and then it's like you stuck with him and can't move him for nothing. He disappoints me too, sitting there wanting to go out on the three-point line and shoot. No, man, get your tail down there in the paint and bang out. That's what kills me with the like this climate of the NBA. Like, bro, everybody can't be Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Dame Lillard, and all these other players that got like this out of world like shooting range. Like, bro, get down low, bro. At this point, Giannis needs to get down low and play center, because that's where he's most productive at, apparently.
I mean, it is where he's most productive, but, like, he can't get there, which is weird. It's weird that he can't get there. It's weird that they don't have more plays assigned for him to get there, because I feel like their center is guarding him way out. If he had a three-pointer, you just need to pick a jump shot. Pick a jump shot. People say the mid-range. A mid-range would be nice, off the dribble especially. But pick a jump shot. If you have a standstill, spot-up three-point jump shot, you will mess up everybody's defense, because their center is going to be the only person that's going to step out to guard. And if their center steps out to guard you.
Oh, man. Go ahead, man. I got something I want to counter that with. Go ahead.
If their center steps out to guard them, dribble drive. And if somebody steps in front of you, hey, run them over. It's a block or a charge. You won't
have to be
like LeBron Duke.
Look, man, that's like telling an infant that you just want them to start running. You're training an infant to just start running. You skipping over them crawling and them, you know, learning how to walk. If Giannis is great, if Giannis is great in the paint, don't bump him all the way out to the three-point line and tell him to get great from beyond the three-point line. Tell him to gradually get out of the paint and become respectable outside the paint. Get that mid-range game right. Get that mid-range game right. You're already
I'm cool with him skipping it. Go right to the three. Get a quarter three.
He can have a spot-up game all day long. We want players that can get it off the dribble, that can get their own shot. We don't want just spot-up three-point shooters. Heck, I can get you a couple of buckets a night if I'm just spotting up, waiting on somebody to pass me the ball. No, you got to create space, separation, and get your own shot. And that's where Giannis is limited, bro.
Look at Jokic, though. Look at Jokic. Jokic do you really see Jokic having a, like, a pull-up jump shot?
No, but Jokic bang good, bang down low, too. He know his spot.
That's
I'm not
my
saying
point.
You don't
Giannis
don't.
Could do that.
It got to be
Jokic to start backing people down from the free throw line.
Giannis can do that.
Hopefully.
Just back them down from the free throw line. If they don't bring the center out, and it's anybody besides the center, from the free throw line in, you start backing them down.
Of
if
course,
center,
like, once
you shoot the three.
What? Look, you won't look, because if Giannis just wants to park it behind the 3-point line all game long, they will give him that. They will dare him to shoot. They only get nervous when he coming down court with a full head of steam. I think it was a – I might have been Charles Barkley, one of them analysts that said all he do is dunk. That's all
James
he do
Harden.
Is dunk. Well, James, that's all he do is dunk. And James Harden, I mean, you know, and people will say James Harden, all he do is get fouled and go to the free throw line.
I won't gonna say nothing, but yeah, that's it. Speaking of which, also Giannis need to step his free throws up, which is crazy to say. If you get fouled a lot, you should expect to shoot free. He just ain't going how
look,
to shoot,
man.
Which is crazy to say. He can't shoot from nowhere, like from nowhere at all.
That's what I'm saying. You asking my man to get a 3-point shot? How is he gonna
I
get
really
a 3-point shot? He ain't even got a mid-range shot.
Look, you practice what you want to be good at. I ain't trying to tell him to practice everything because he's going to start practicing the mid-range and the three. No, you got to practice at one, and I'd rather you got three than two. I'd rather you got three than two. You already getting two. Get some three.
Dog, twos from inside the paint. That ain't nothing. Get me some twos from around the paint.
That's a two.
I want you to be deadly from the mid. I need 15 to 18 feet. 15 to 18 feet.
You know
I need
what?
Him to get that right.
I want you to do the same thing Jokic's doing. Just throw it up. At this point, if you're in the middle of the court, just throw it up. You're going to start getting
don't
the
do that.
On what's
don't
around
do that.
The rim. Yes, do
that's
that.
Gonna it's gonna be
just
a bunch,
throw it
it's
up
gonna be a bunch
from
of turnovers
around
with that
the
too.
Rim.
It's going to be a bunch of turnovers with that too.
Who gets rebounds better than Giannis when it's close to the rim? I want you to be out here like Karl Malone. Get your own rebound. Just throw the ball up, brick it, and get your own rebound. Karl Malone got famous off that because people are always talking about how Karl Malone just threw up bricks and got his own rebound. Be Karl Malone. Shoot a three. If you're mid-range and ain't nobody else there, throw something at the rim. Put some arc on it, but throw something at the rim. You probably going to get your rebound. If you don't, nobody else is going to get it anyways. I just want you to get the ball up. You see Jokic, I don't care what nobody say. I don't care if he practice it. Jokic just be getting the ball up. If you watch him play the Lakers, Jokic just be getting the ball up. He don't got a plan for that shot. That ball just be leaving his hand.
Mm-hmm.
Just get the ball up. Get the ball up. I'd rather you do that than dribble off your feet, try and force
Listen
your way through and get another bunch of fouls. Just get the ball.
That's
up.
Why you pull up at the elbow. Why you pull up at the elbow.
Obviously, he's not pulling up at the elbow. And since you can't
well,
do
you
that
can't,
right now, I'm worried about that later. You're going to have a standstill three.
I want
a standstill three.
If you can't pull up from the elbow, I don't know why you park behind the 3-point line, bro. No, because if you want to park it behind the 3-point line, I'm gonna just double team you. Then you can't. Then you really can't get the ball.
Hey,
you ain't
oh,
no
he can dribble though. Hold on, he can still dribble though. Like he can't do dribble moves,
hey,
but he's faster than he should be. He's faster than he should
listen,
be.
Look, Giannis, if he listening to this right now, I want 2,000 jumpers. Minimum every day until the season resumes. I want to see his first basket of the 2020-2021 season. I want to be a pull up jumper from the elbow somewhere. I don't want it to be no dunk. I don't want it to be no layup. I want it to be a pull up jumper. I don't care where it's from. Pull up. That's how you make a statement going next season. Let your first field goal be a pull up jumper next year. no less than 2,000 jumpers a day, every day. You can chill on the weekends, but 2,000 jumpers a day. Because trust me, that's what Kobe would have told him to do.
In fairness, Kobe might have stayed down in the paint and build up a turnaround shot first. I ain't got time to wait for Giannis to build up a turnaround shot. If I'm Milwaukee, anyways, if you another team, sure, you know, hey Giannis, yeah, take your time, learn your jump shot. You know, after year one, we're gonna start doing. No. Milwaukee gonna tell Giannis to just work from the three. They ain't got time to wait. Giannis gonna leave. You better just Giannis to build up a 3-point shot.
I mean, listen, bro, you telling him to, like, walk before he even crawl, run before he even learns how to walk, bro.
No, you know what I'm telling him? I'm telling him, you know how babies stand up for a second and take 2 steps and then sit down?
Yeah, and then they drop. Really and they walk. Drop.
That's
yeah,
all I'm
drop.
Asking
yeah.
you to do. Take them 2 steps. Take a good 2 steps so I can record
yeah, he
it
has
so,
taken
everybody,
a,
so everybody he, online think you can walk he, like that and then sit
he,
down. Because you can
he
go
has,
back to crawling. You crawl super fast.
He,
I just need you to take those good 2 steps.
Has taken those 2 steps. If you see him spot up in the
nah,
3-point line, you have to run out.
I
you have to run out and continue.
He got a wobbly first step right now. He got a wobbly first step. I need a guaranteed first step. I need that first step solid.
Listen, you can't be great in the 3-point range if you ain't got no decent, respectable mid-range game. I'm sorry, bro.
I feel like
even
there are some people
even though,
who have that.
Even though
I feel
in
like
2K,
that exists out there.
Even though in 2K, I don't know what it is about Steph Curry. I cannot make nothing with him inside the 3-point line outside of the layup.
I was about to say. I was about to say, because I surely can't. I don't know what you're about to say. I can't make nothing with Steph if it ain't like, nah, we gotta walk that back with Steph. You better
yeah.
stay outside. Layups and threes. That's all we want. Layups and threes. Dunks and threes. Honest to God, that's all James Harden be doing. So like,
there is separation in the players that have a mid range game too. Because if you want to close out on the 3-point line, that's right. I'm gonna give you a pump fake and then I'm gonna step inside and I'm gonna drill it from 18 feet. That's all I'm telling Giannis to do. That's all I'm telling Giannis to do. You are too valuable of a player to think that they are just going to allow you to just chill and spot up outside of on the 3-point line. He's not going to do that. He's not going to do that. So when they close
in on something that would save all of this, like that, Milwaukee could have did and just covered up all these issues. They could have had a nice guard or forward. Like, I don't care what nobody says. Middleton ain't that. Middleton.
Mm-mm.
Listen, I don't care how many All-Star games he makes. And it's probably not going to be another one. But, like, Middleton ain't that.
Yeah, because in the East, you got to pick somebody. So, you
like,
gotta pick somebody.
Can you imagine?
All star game.
Can you imagine
what
like,
they used to be?
Yeah, I'm chilling. Imagine Damian Lillard with Giannis. Imagine. Nah, I ain't gonna say Russell Westbrook because he still can't shoot, so they both just be shot out of luck. Imagine Steph Curry with Giannis.
I mean,
imagine a guard that could shoot.
It makes sense for like Golden State to get him or for that to work because if you're not gonna have a prominent like, post game for the climate of the NBA now, you need like shooters that can space the floor and that are like lethal from outside. And if you join Golden, well, I don't know because like I said, in the postseason, that I feel like the reason why Golden State is a lottery team this year, when all you have to do is might as well. If they are in LeBron, after KD left, the jukes was up on them too. If you put a body
don't
on
do
Steph,
that. Who played this year? Who played this year?
Listen, bro, they are a lottery team. I don't care about who was playing. Draymond is better
Steph
off.
Wasn't.
Listen, bro,
Steph
I'm telling
play.
You. Even
you
when
come on,
Steph
man.
Comes back, even when Steph comes back, and I sit like, bro, said this even those years that they were winning the championship, you got to think, the first year that they beat Cleveland, that only was because LeBron was without Kyrie and Kevin Love, in my humble opinion.
I'll give that to you.
The year that they ran it back in 2016, when LeBron had everybody was healthy, they got beat. The following year, they win because
I got a comment about that year. I got a comment about that year. Can we talk about Matt Barnes? I said Matt Barnes. Can we talk about Harrison Barnes? Can we talk about how bad he was that year? That series specifically. Do you remember how bad he was?
Yeah, it was like god awful.
They could have put if Matt Barnes would have made three more shots in any game, they would have won that series. Pick a game Matt Barnes makes three more shots, or maybe three shots at all, they win that series. I keep saying Matt Barnes. I really don't want to remember this man's name. Harrison Barnes. If he makes three more shots any game in that series, they win. Any of the games they lost, because they shouldn't have lost that series. They really shouldn't have. Steph Curry shouldn't have thrown it behind his back in Game 7, and we're not going to get into that. They shouldn't have lost that series. But Harrison Barnes was garbage.
Low-key, that they kind of upgraded and then some when they got KD, and it was unnecessarily an upgrade. But if they would have just got any small forward that could shoot a little bit, they'd have been fine. That's it. Harrison Barnes was the problem. Nobody really wants to say that because lucky for him, they traded KD instead of somebody like Basic. Because if it had just been a Basic person, people would have looked at Harrison Barnes. He wouldn't have made that money with the Mavericks. That's all that other stuff.
But Harrison Barnes was the problem. He was the reason they lost that series.
I guess it's not fair to blame a role player like that. He was one of the main reasons they couldn't win that series because he averaged like 10 points a game, maybe. He was awful. He was god-awful. That's all I want to say. For the first year, okay, people were hurt on Cleveland, and it wasn't really fair to LeBron, and they ran into a buzzsaw. The second year, man, Harrison Barnes was cool. Harrison Barnes was a liability. Iguodala couldn't shoot, so they couldn't really depend on him for the threes. I don't care about the specific shots people see him make. Iguodala can't really shoot like that. But they couldn't depend on Harrison Barnes either for the one job you're supposed to do. When people guard Draymond, Steph, Clay, and the center's not really going to get guarded. You have wide open threes. This is all we ask you to do. We don't really ask you to play defense. Right. You ain't going to do nothing versus LeBron. Draymond's going to help you with that. All we ask you to do is make some spot-up open threes. Off the top of my head, I can't remember the games, but I remember, like, three shots he was wide open for, and he just bricked them. And I was like, dang, that's crazy. LeBron really finna get him one. Shout-out to Harrison Barnes. But no, Harrison, carry on. I didn't like that second one because that did Steph's name all dirty, and then Steph did that stupid pass, so he looked bad. But no, I put that on Harrison Barnes. And Festus Ezeli for actually jumping on the LeBron James pump fake behind the 3-point line, which is incredibly embarrassing. But that's neither here nor there.
Word. I'm with you, man. I'm with you.
Can we talk about Paul Pierce now? Since we want to talk about old stuff, actually.
Yeah, we got a few more minutes. Then we'll touch on the finals. Hey, man, I tell you, bro, I actually had went and watched some, like, clips from Paul Pierce and LeBron James and even something else that I seen that resurfaced that had me just dying
was when Golden State was playing the Clippers in Paul Pierce's last year. And Draymond, you know, you remember he was jawing at him, saying that, you know, they don't love
you
like
that.
You
ain't
but you thought you was Kobe. And I just think that
I
that
was hurt.
Kind
of, I felt bad. I'm not gonna lie. I felt bad
like,
for
what
him
you
in that
gonna
moment.
Say,
I was like, dang.
What you gonna
Ooh,
say?
That's
it's
crazy.
Like it's nothing that you can say, like bro, like even though like he in modern history. He's, you know, he's the greatest Celtics player in modern history since, like, Larry Bird and them. But many people don't even have him as the greatest Celtic ever. Thing is, like, you can argue about other players and things, but, you know, at least you would have some people that would argue for people like Kobe as far as being the greatest Laker. There is nobody that's going to argue with you about LeBron being the greatest Cavalier player ever. Or Michael Jordan being the greatest player that ever put on a Bulls jersey. I just think that even in that era, because Paul Pierce said that his era is out the league now and all these new players are scared of LeBron James, I don't even think people really mention him as far as his era is concerned. Like, when you think of players from that era, your Kobe's, your Tim Duncan's, your KG's, your, you know, AI's, and, you know, so many other players, Shaq, you know, nobody really points towards Paul Pierce. Like, yeah, you respect
hey,
him.
Quick question. Of that big three, was Paul Pierce the best player?
No.
KG.
Okay.
That's all we really need to say. Would you agree or disagree? Oh, I agree.
Would you agree or disagree?
I agree.
You would say
Kevin
KG.
Garnett.
Okay.
Oh, Kevin Garnett.
Okay. So we don't have nothing to argue about. Okay,
no,
cool.
No,
no. So you would also acknowledge that KG was a big reason why they won 08 against my Lakers. I think that was the same year he won Defensive Player of the Year, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
He won the Defensive
Okay.
Listen, there's a reason that anything is possible. That guy famous. Won't nobody talking about the truth, which Shaq gave you that name. That's neither here nor there. Won't nobody talking about Paul Pierce. Don't nobody talk about you like that. You talk about you like that. Kevin
they
Garnett
don't love you
was the
like
best
that.
Player.
Kevin
they don't
Garnett
love you
came like
over
that.
And got you all that championship. Kevin Garnett was the Defensive Player of the Year. Kevin Garnett
they don't love you like
is the
that.
One
they don't
that
love you
people
like that.
Talk about. Kevin Garnett is the one who got his own show. What you talking about, Paul?
I mean, but
nobody
I mean, and I was,
about you
I
like
was kind of mad. I was kind of upset that they let KG's Area 21 go on TNT, but, you know, sidebar,
yeah,
I was upset they let that go.
I feel like only certain people like that, and those people, I guess, didn't build up enough of the demographic. I ain't going to get into all that, but I'm with you.
Yeah.
I'm with you on
Word.
That. But, like, let's look, man, Paul Pierce, you talking about, you know, we weren't scared of LeBron. You should have been, because LeBron certainly wasn't scared of you.
He the reason why that big three in Boston broke up and went to Brooklyn.
No,
and
the
reason
why
he held a grudge against Ray Allen for so long for going to play for Miami. Let's just keep it a stack. Let's just keep it a stack.
As soon as he beat Paul Pierce, well, the Celtics that one time.
Let Shannon Sharp tell it. Don't let Shannon Sharp tell it. Don't let Shannon Sharp tell it.
Like,
you weren't scared
like
of LeBron, but you
Paul
went
Pierce?
And recruited two other All-Stars to go play along with you so that you could get past LeBron and them. Don't let him tell you that. Shannon Sharp
you
was fool when it comes to them. Shannon Sharp told Paul Pierce that he sounded like a hater to me.
He still talk about LeBron. Yo, people fear LeBron. Matter of fact, he came to KD for that too. He was like, you know, we broke LeBron. He was like, yo, LeBron was 18, 19 when he came in the league, and y'all was like 25, 26, and y'all was,
it was
y'all
giving y'all work.
LeBron. You should
it was
have
giving
been.
Y'all
he was
work.
And all he did was get better and better and better. The time y'all beat LeBron,
they
he
don't
did,
love
he
you
just
like
gave
that.
Y'all 30. 30 again.
He thought you was Kobe.
Yo,
you don't get no farewell.
You
don't
get
no farewell.
This the same man that said he had a better career than Dwayne Wade.
It's the same dude. The same dude. They don't love you like that. Dwayne Wade got a farewell tour. Refresh my memory.
Dwayne
you
Wade
remember,
got
like,
Wade
do you remember? And this was way before he even thought about retiring, might I add. Now, listen, do you recall that year that Paul Pierce announced he was retiring? Did you notice that throughout ESPN and FS1 and things that he was, like, leading, you know, shows off with topics or, like, arenas was filled with Paul Pierce jerseys and Paul Pierce chants and all that? Just stop me when I'm lying. Please stop me when I'm lying.
I was about to say, I ain't seen none of that. For real, for real.
No, I thought, yeah. They don't love you like that.
I was like, dag, they did?
They don't
love
you
I was
like
dag, I missed that. I ain't know they was doing that out there. That's crazy.
They don't love you like that.
Dog, you ain't that dude. Like, I don't. And what's really crazy, and nobody really talks about it, prime Paul Pierce versus prime Ray Allen. Ray Allen giving you the business. I don't really think you want a prime Ray Allen. Prime Ray Allen can shoot and dunk. We talking Jesus Shuttlesworth prime Ray Allen. Dog, nobody would pick prime Pierce over that Ray Allen.
I got a question for you. Another
What's
player
that?
That I forgot that was in that era. Would you take Paul Pierce over T-Mac?
Nope. I knew you was going to say that.
Okay.
Hell no. What? No.
Okay.
Vince Carter was in that era. If we really want to do it, would you take Paul Pierce over Vince Carter?
No, I would not.
Mm.
I got another player for you that's in that era. Would you have taken Dirk Nowitzki over Paul Pierce?
God, yes. What? Give me
okay.
Dirk. Oh, man.
Because he said players in his era are no longer in the league. So who was another player that we can name? Would you have taken, Grant Hill, like that's
would you take prime
like,
Amari Stoudemire? Prime Amari or prime Paul Pierce?
Amari was great. I never really thought he was going to be that guy that the Knicks had hoped that he would have been. I thought Amari was a great, you know, system player. So I probably would take Paul Pierce over Amari Stoudemire.
Right.
At least Paul.
Right.
At least I can tell
Jason
Paul.
Wasn't Jason Kidd?
I mean, don't say that you would take Jason Kidd over Paul Pierce. If you say that, we cutting the show short. We got to cut the show short. You would take Jason Kidd over Paul Pierce.
I ain't going to say I would.
Are you really
I'd
thinking
think
about,
it? About
it? Are you really sitting there pondering
I'd
about that right
about
now?
Really? You ain't got love for Jason Pierce like that?
Jason Kidd, like, that's like a quintessential point guard. Like, I sometimes in picking between things like that, I'm picking like what kind of a player that if it's in like crunch time, like what player I would prefer. And I just don't know in crunch time I'm picking.
I'm just talking over. I ain't talking crunch time.
Overall, I would take. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. You do make me think about it.
I might take Jason Kidd. Like, I ain't gonna.
Would
I ain't
you
gonna
take,
get a guarantee,
would
but
you,
I think about it.
Would you take Steve Nash over Paul Pierce?
Man, don't do me like that. I don't really like Steve Nash like that. And I can't tell if it's personal or not. I don't know if it's personal or not, but I don't like Steve Nash like that. So I might take Paul Pierce. I just really don't like Steve Nash like that. He stole two MVPs. Two or three.
Yeah, from Kobe and Shaq, but that's a whole nother. I want to point this out before we end the show with, you know, what we think is going to happen in the finals. I seen this morning that Mark Cuban picked up Delonte West in Dallas or Fort Worth or somewhere. And as you know, Delonte West pictures and videos and things have him surfaced over the years, and he's not really doing that good. So I just wanted to know if you had any thoughts regarding that.
Yeah, I didn't hear about that, but I guess it's nice to hear because Delonte hasn't been doing good for a minute. Like, I mean, we've been hearing things. I didn't really watch the videos because they sounded like depressing. But like, Delonte West been doing bad for a while, so hopefully it's not like a contract thing. It's just trying to help him out and just like see him into some better days or something because he definitely needs it. Like Delonte West. That I don't even know, man. That's just a lot he's going through. So I'm happy and hopeful that Mark Cuban can just like
right
be as helpful as he can. I guess I don't know. That's I'm not happy here.
Okay, all right. So let's get to it. We got a few minutes, and then like I know you got things to do. I got to check out for something myself personally, but. Boston, not Boston, shoot. Ideally, for promotional purposes, like, and history purposes, I don't feel like the NBA lost with whatever would have, whoever would have came out of the East. If it would have been Boston for all the history and the lore that would have been around that, for all the rich history of both, you know, franchises, that would have been dope. Even in the bubble, which would have gave people even a greater appreciation for both of those franchises. Because the last time they hooked up was when we beat them in 2010, the Lakers and the Celtics, the last time we met, which was the last time the Lakers won the championship.
I was about to say, the Lakers were in the finals.
Yeah, it was.
That's
kind of
crazy. That's the last time Lakers were in the finals.
I'm trying to, was it the Lakers? Was it the Celtics or the Magic? It was one of those teams, one of the last times we won a championship. But anyway, you would have had that. That would have been dope for the NBA. And the only reason why Miami and the Lakers aren't really dope for the NBA is because of the bubble. Had it not been for the bubble, that would have been a dope, you know, finals matchup for off-the-court reasons, as Stephen A. said, for the NBA finals. So, I want to say that the Lakers were up to donut on the Heat as far as the season series goes. Of course, a lot of the headlines are going to be surrounding LeBron James. And I just want to say it's really no debate anymore. He is the best player in basketball. It's no debate anymore. And there
I'm
is no player.
You. I'm proud of you.
There is no.
I'm proud of you.
I mean, Kevin Durant might have something to say about that.
He could try. He gonna have to. No, it's not. Never mind. He's gonna have to do a lot more. He set himself up. I was about to say it's unfair, but he didn't get traded. He set himself up for this. He set himself up.
All right. So, like I said, the Lakers were up to zip on the Heat as far as the season series goes, but. I want to say both teams have definitely played quality basketball going into the finals.
Now that you just said that, we don't start giving Steph Curry more love for coming back from 3-1. Because he did that too. No, Steph Curry came back from 3-1 on – Steph Curry came back from 3-1 on KD and Westbrook in their prime. So we don't have to give some love to Steph.
KD and Russ in their prime. I don't know if we can say that. I have to go back and look at the game tape.
You can't say that. Because the very next year he went and won a ring with that team, so he won in his prime. We can't say that.
I'm tripping. Yeah.
I was like, hold on, what you talking about? What you talking about?
I'm tripping. It's still early, my bad. And you know, I ain't had my biscuits yet, so pardon me for that. I give you that.
Steph ain't getting no love. I don't know why, but he didn't win the finals that year, I think. But still, we don't give him some love for how he be playing in this league.
Yeah.
But carry on.
So. I just some quick takes, what you kind of anticipate from both sides going into the finals. And of course, you know, I'm going to ask you who you have winning, but you know, Heat and the Lakers, tell me, you know, what you think is going to happen in the series and stuff.
Honestly, I think it's going to be a good game off the strength of the Heat are a team that plays like a team. which is such a simple statement, but they play like a team, and they're probably the best all-around team in the playoffs right now. But the Lakers have the two most talented players in the playoffs, top five players in the NBA. It just is what it is. And Rondo been playing well. Kuzma and Caruso been playing well. Dwight Howard looks like he is playing just well enough to be a role starter, maybe like almost all-star if he can keep this level up. That's championship
quality.
Hey,
the last
quality.
Time he was in the finals, he was looked at as that he was that alpha dog in Orlando the last time he played in the finals. And now you can just sit back and coast and contribute as a role player. You're right. That's even added motivation to get that ring done.
And
I really didn't appreciate J.R. Smith taking a picture with that trophy. Like, he's actually been contributing to the team, but, you know.
You got it. You got it. You don't get it. Yeah, it is. Shout out J.R.
Was I doing too much when I said that? I wasn't cheerleading.
I ain't trying to bring up J.R.
like
name.
No.
JR still on Rocky
he's sitting there taking he's sitting there taking pictures and stuff like he actually done been helping. Like, bro, sit down somewhere, bro. Get out of here.
Regardless, I got the Lakers winning this in 5 or 6. I got the Lakers.
All right, cool. I think it's gonna be a dope series. I think it's gonna go 7 games. Just the quality of basketball that Miami has been playing. And I just don't think that they're going to let up. Of course, I titled this podcast, do not put an asterisk on LeBron if he wins this ring. It's no reason for nobody to do that because this was just an elevated playing field. Like I said, all of these teams had 3 to 4 months off, and it's no excuse.
Oh, that asterisk, for everybody listening, that was addressing the first topic. Because when y'all want to say the Clippers were the best team, the Clippers decided they wanted to leave the bubble too. The Clippers did all
That's
the
it.
Things they hypothetical. No. The Clippers didn't do what they were supposed to do. That's the asterisk
and
anybody
so
and everybody would bring up. So don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that.
I don't want to hear nothing about the Clippers would have beat them. No, the Clippers couldn't have beat them, obviously, because they couldn't make it here. So get out.
Because you don't want to hear that, and neither do I. So, yeah, don't do that.
Yeah. Go ahead. Get out. There ain't no asterisk.
But, you know, it's, like I said, even with Kobe being, you know, my GOAT, my personal favorite player of all time, it's just hard to, like, discredit what LeBron or acknowledge what LeBron has been able to do as the best player, head and shoulders, clearly, in year 17 and still accomplishing things that he's accomplishing. So, I got the Lakers winning the series. I just expect the series to go 7 games with it being the finals. And, you know, like I said, if it all crumbles, I like AD and LeBron over Jimmy Butler and whoever you would consider or most would consider the Heat second, you know, best player if it all comes down to it. So, is definitely going to have to be a hero in this series if they want to make it competitive. And then the Lakers, people like Rondo, I mean, other people outside of AD and LeBron are going to have to show face. In this series, it just can't be them two. Like, okay, if you say that, you know that you're going to at least get 60 points.
I forgot one thing I saw. This is going to be something you might be feeling. It's a nice way to, you know, and it's the end of the year.
Tyler Hero's girlfriend is going to be courtside because, if I'm not mistaken, they're still allowing close people into the bubble now. So she will be courtside for these finals.
Whose girl?
Tyler Hero's girlfriend.
Oh,
Tyler Hero's girlfriend is also Kyle Kuzma's ex-girlfriend, apparently.
Hey, man, I don't know what you got going. We just
gonna
end it on that. We gonna end that on that note right there, man. Maddie,
somebody gonna
have
the ball.
Y'all enjoy the rest of y'all's day. Be safe, man. Take it back, bro. We out, bro. We out.
This is Cabal, somebody. We here for all the topics. Even when we gone, we still here for y'all, man. Cabal, somebody, come and chat with us sometime.
That's
it for us
what
today.
It is.
Church.
Y'all be good, bro. I'll holler at you, man.
All right.
Church.
Freak.